Say you love me.
You know what?
Why?
Teasing. The building is free. And I tell you,
aww.
I'm going to sleep with my clothes.
Why? I love you.
Okay. I love you too.
I love you.
Go to bed and be well.
It's all a dream.
Don't lie to me.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not going to lie no more.
All right. You'll all be in 10 years from now.
What?
But
I know.
Good night, my darling.
I love you, my love.
I love you, too.
Oh, baby.
And have a good night. Go to sleep, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm a wussy.
What?
I'm not for this world. I need a job, you know.
Of course you need a job, but you gotta go and get the job. And then you could work maybe from the house.
Yeah.
So, get yourself a job. You need the money, kid.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You're smart for a job.
Hmm.
You don't make you waste your brains for nothing.
I know.
Okay.
He said no.
Oh, because you're acting stupid.
Yes.
Oh, don't act stupid.
I know.
And don't lie.
It's hard.
Well, if you're lying, then you're no good.
I know.
So, that's it. Good night, my darling.
I love you, my love.
I have to go to sleep before I pass out.
I know. I love you.
Stay well, be well, and
yeah.
Keep clean.
Good.
Okay?
Yeah.
Bye, darling.
I love you. Good night, my love. Bye. Toodaloo. Toodaloo. Hi.
How'd it go?
It went pretty well.
Good.
He's really nice. Yeah. He's
good.
Cool.
Good.
Yeah, he's good. I think though he knew like even way before arranging the call, like the type of thing. It's what all the people have been telling me all along, specifically like that recruiter guy Carson. I need to show something tangible, and he recommended I went go to school for it, but I told him I don't have that kind of time at the moment. And the one he went to, he didn't know if it offered an online version because it was in Florida, but it seemed to help him. But I'm going the animation route, and he does the more engineering with the software, but he doesn't do software specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just telling me. So that's it.
So what school did he recommend? Maybe you could find out about it. If it's 2 years, it's not so long.
But it's, like, very rigorous, and, like, they fail you based on if every month you don't do exceptional, and he says, like, I think like he said half the people failed or something, or...
Yeah, but you didn't even...
Well, I can't enroll in this two-year school, especially one in Florida, right, until I find a job, and he didn't know if it was online.
Well, how much is the school?
But also, that... He also said the school. He also said it makes no difference in the job, but it only helps as far as like the actual learning. But I said, oh, but the animation is different. The animation with the art that I could pick up and do quicker. He says, yeah, that makes sense for you then to do that, because it's two roads, like a more formalized, in depth process to like make like. Real games and like, do things like the full way, but it has to be really good, and that takes like at least a year to do in depth. But, like the animation is something that I can do and show in way quicker time with way less training, and especially with my aptitude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I thought it would be soft, because I learned software the past 2 years, but apparently for, like, making modern games, software plays way less of a role.
Oh, I see. It's okay. Weird.
Yeah. I mean, you still obviously have to know it, and it's a good background, but, like, it wasn't... I thought it was, like, all software, and now it turns out it may only be, like, 5 or 10%.
Well, I mean, you know, this is not the first person who told you have to go to more schooling. And
well, he also said it doesn't matter, though, if you learn to do it in another way. It's just he didn't, like, he said for him, at least, that
mm-hmm. he needed well, school. Well, it's hard to learn on your own. I mean,
well, also, I, but well, that's also more full track.
Yeah, and I don't, let me tell you something. Well, the thing is that you can't, you know, I'm just know about my field. That's the only field I really know. But I know, yeah. Like, if somebody said, like, I really love speech, I really want to get into it, well, you do have to go for your master's for 2 years. Yeah,
and that's so the opposite, though. He was speaking only for true expertise development. He said actual learning, and if you could learn that some other way, then by all means. But he said that was the way that worked for him. So people really only do know kind of about their own path and, like, speaking, if they are high. And he says he sees people, and it's a good talking point on an interview when people have the school he went to on their resume. But mm-hmm. he says he doesn't, like, weed through resumes. He's, like, a manager, so they go through, like, a lot of formal thing before they're able to. But he said no one can just apply to... They're way harder to get than I originally thought. And that I kind of found out from more so this, that, like Carson said, though, you really do need things to show for it. So, and a drawing means nothing. And I said, did you see the drawing I saw? And he gave, like, the same exact response as Carson. Well, yeah. Yeah, but that's also 2 years and, like, a very formal, like, he did it when he was 21 and didn't have any bills. He wanted to do it when he was 18, but his parents wouldn't let him. So he knew he was doing this all along. I'm very late, so if I give it a shot, I have to do more of a makeshift way. I just don't have any type of luxury to do anything formal. No, there is no part-time with rent. The rent doesn't charge part-time. The rent is a lot. Also, I would do the school if I heard, oh, you need the degree or they don't consider you. He said the degree means nothing. It's just the education. And I said, but the animation. He says, the animation is a different story. You could probably learn that a lot quicker. And the animation and what he was talking about are almost opposites in the same thing. It would be like one person doing seeing speech and one person doing hearing speech or whatever.
Right.
Opposites. And one requires less upfront costs, luckily, I'm better at.
You have to be telling people you're interviewing with.
What? None of these have been interviews. You're so confused.
You can say that you need to pay your rent. That's not what they want. Nobody's going to give you a job because you say you need to pay your rent.
He wasn't going to give me a job.
I hope you didn't say that to him. Because that is not what people want.
Then don't give me rent to pay if you don't want me to have to deal with the reality. I'm telling people. Hello?
I mean, I told you I would help with the rent, but the reality is...
Yeah, you're helping someone.
Don't discuss with people interested in the field that you need to pay rent. Like, that's a given. Everybody needs to pay rent. You're not the only one in the world that needs
No, he was talking like I didn't have anything to pay for. Then I said, he's like, oh, then that probably.
Well, that's not smart to make it seem like you didn't have anything.
I'm desperate. No, no one has the rent I have to pay.
Look. Your rent, call me for jobs as a secretary, right? While they're taking prerequisites because they already have a degree.
What you're talking about is different.
It's not different.
It's so different.
But what are you doing now? Well, I'm working at this law firm to make some money, but I'm also doing this, I'm also doing that.
They probably live at home. They pay rent to their parents. I'm not going to school, period. I'm not doing anything that says school because the things I want to do don't require school. So that's final. There's no... The things I'm interested in don't... I already did enough school for something I can't barely use.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Clearly. I mean, you tried, which is helpful, but... Thanks. Clearly.
I don't know what to say, but people aren't going to feel sorry for you and want
to... I'm not trying to do sympathy. I was saying what is going on, why I can't fuck off for 2 years in Florida.
I wouldn't call it fucking off if it's something... You could get a job in Florida if you want to go.
He said it's 40 hours a week, and you have to go in person. How would any of that work?
I think that's the place to do it.
No, he said it doesn't matter on the job. The degree will not get someone the job. It's the skills that you would have from doing it, which can be taught on own. It's just, it's way more, like,
right.
Credible.
So what's the answer now? What's the next step?
Bye.
What's the next step? I mean, if a couple of people said you need more training, then you have to do it.
It's not more... I'm considered to be zero or negative or below until I at least have an animation. And as Carson said, there also is no guarantee. So, like... There are things called quality assurance, which is the only type of job I could apply. So I have to apply to accounting, or if I'm lucky, I could maybe, which I still get rejected from, a quality entry level. This guy made it seem like there's like unlimited entry level jobs, which for in video game, which has not been my experience at all. No. Other people say there's only like 5 companies that do it, so... Like other recruiters I've seen on LinkedIn, so it's not well. But,
what's not well?
The position I find myself at this moment.
Well, you still have those options that Peter was going to give you, right?
Yeah.
So, hopefully. All right, well, we tried.
Yeah.
You wrote a pretty upbeat letter to him, though. It looks good.
Well, that was because the Zoom crapped out. And also, the sound and video didn't work for the first 5-10 minutes, and the video never worked. And I'm not sure. I hope that doesn't happen in an interview. I don't really know how to use the Zoom, I guess.
Well, that's bad.
Yeah, I need to... I know.
That's really bad.
He's going to think I wasn't on a single Zoom interview all COVID. But
that's bad.
Really bad.
Yeah. I did know how to do it because somebody
well,
should
well, There was an issue. There was an issue, and I'm applying to tech jobs, but there was an issue that the microphone in the settings wasn't activated, so, like, while he was on the line, I was, like, trying to figure out. It was bad, but...
Well, once again, it's a communication problem. Talking over someone when they're talking...
Oh, I did tons of that, but...
And so is not having a working microphone, and mumbling, and not speaking loud enough, and all those things I've always told you, so that's basic. That's a basic stuff. I mean, if you can't do a Zoom interview, that's a problem. Well, at least you know. I mean, everything is leaping towards what you need to do to improve yourself. And, you know, maybe you could have Harrison show you like a 20-minute tutorial on doing it. You were always very technical.
That isn't even on the list of the top 1,000 things that...
What did you just say? I hear you sound smothered. Why did you say something to make yourself sound better?
Hey, Andrew. Hey. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Andrew?
Okay. Hey. So your mic is muted. I don't know if that...
Can you hear me? Andrew? Andrew.
Hello.
Hi. I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay. I can't see you anymore. And now you're muted again. Weird. I don't know if you can hear me, but if you have troubles, we can always just make this a phone call.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. It seems to deactivate video when I click audio. It may have to do with some settings I established doing continuing ed for my accounting to renew my CPA yearly. I had to take 40 hours, so it's probably why the settings are screwed. But thank you for coming on. All right. Well,
I'll stop there myself.
Yeah, as long as we have audio. I'm sure you're probably going to catch the 49ers game in 30 minutes, so.
I am probably not going to catch the 49ers game in 30 minutes, but in 30 minutes my son will explode, so I'm willing to do it. So 30 minutes is probably a good cutoff.
Perfect.
But I appreciate the consideration.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time, Andrew. Looking at some of your background, Anthony spoke so highly of you, but I also have to admit now, I'm actually a major fan of all of your work, really. I probably play all of your games. Maybe not the Argonauts,
sure.
Just because I never had that equipment. But yeah, I've been drawing Thor and Loki since about third or fourth grade and putting it in library shows, fairs, competitions. So yeah, I'm a major fan of everything you've had the pleasure and expertise the past 15 years, from what it seems. So.
Sure. I mean, the Thor game was objectively awful, but you know, I did the best I could.
So it was just Thor, and I saw maybe 200 villains and all the mechanics. So from head to toe, you did Thor, basically. Was that for the game or for Avengers?
No. This was for a game that came out in 2009. It was for the first movie.
Just for Thor. Okay, the one that Brian now directed. Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
Cool.
I think that game's got a 36 Metacritic.
Well, so, you know how those things are. the Rotten Tomato thing is in.
Sometimes they are accurate.
Probably video game might be a little more than movies, yeah.
But, you know, you do what you can.
I mean, it was your second big gig.
That was my second gig. Very full stop.
Amazing.
And then that was my last game at that studio. I got out of there pretty fast. I'm like, okay, we're over two. I'm gonna find something else.
It's a nice name on the resume for sure. I noticed you had a 2-year degree after which you did, I think, English and maybe acting at university.
At Lehigh, it was a 4-year program. I did English and theater, and then no game company gave any crap. They're like, cool, but none of this.
They like the hands-on, obviously, so direct.
Yeah, I mean, almost every job is going to require you to build something. But
yeah.
Even back then, it wasn't quite as true. There were a lot of what we would call paper designers, where like I'd write it up, someone would build it. But even back
mock-ups.
Then, they're like, nothing about your resume indicates that you can do that.
Yeah, I've been getting a pretty similar.
Yeah.
Basically in my search, I've painted, I do code, but even though I've coded games Unreal and Unity, the fact that I don't have like an established portfolio of several games that I can pick on, these are maybe they're in the App Store, maybe they're on GitHub, but I don't have anything like that at the moment, so.
Well, I don't think you need to have multiple games that have been published.
No, I don't mean formally published, just like a running, polished, nice. So I'm working on an animation 3D, so honing in on what I do best. And I'm going to make Jekyll transform and Hyde, and even designing some audio, which obviously won't matter for the animation, but painting the actual hand-drawn, which I'm going to convert now, and learning Blender. And I'm not sure if there's a better animation program, but it's all kind of newer territory.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak, I'm not super involved in the animation side of things, so in terms of tools, I don't know offhand. Blender certainly before. So I think that's a fine place to start. Based on your email and the little I know, which may be inaccurate, so please fill me in.
Okay.
Your big challenge here is you need to basically prove that demonstrate a certain amount of skill,
know-how,
so
and experience. Yeah.
Right now,
yeah.
There's nothing about your resume that said, okay, you say, oh, so I have unreal experience.
Yeah.
Cool, but that
right.
Doesn't shout out to a game company, even for an entry-level position.
Yeah, that's the feedback I've been getting. Yeah.
Leads you essentially with two choices. The more guaranteed path, but the longer path, is to go back to school.
Yeah.
And, you know, that way you have, depending on where you went, you have, you know, a piece of paper that says you graduated, but also whatever you ended up doing, you'd likely be doing projects for that degree, and so you have a little bit of a portfolio coming out of school.
Yeah, that's definitely an avenue I'd be willing to explore in the near future. I have been out of work, kind of learning all the skills, which... I haven't gotten to such a degree level, but just, you know, YouTube, thousands of hours of YouTube courses on every topic imaginable. But, you know, rent is kind of a thing right now, so does it make sense while I work on that as an avenue to look for quality and assurance jobs? Because that seems I may not have any sort of qualification for that, but I don't know if even the, like, the CPA analytical with software, if that makes sense, in, like, gaming or associated realm for QA.
So QA is a good path. It is a dangerous path, and I'll tell you why.
You get stuck, right?
Well, depending on where you get the job, and obviously many companies have their own QA. There's a lot of QA consultant firms that a lot of people use.
Yeah.
QA can often, the advantage of QA is a lot of them have almost no requirements to get a job. Because what they need is a body who can follow directions and write some stuff down.
Yeah.
You know, they need, you know, hey, we're doing the next Call of Duty. You know, I need you to run through the level backwards.
Why? Yeah. It's support work. I had to write about QA for R&D consulting. I had to, like, study every in the department. Like, you would never have an engineer or anyone associated with tangible skill to work really in QA, except maybe in management. But they definitely do the support work, and they get their hands on a lot of the liaison type intermediary, even at a very low level. But I do think it's interesting to a degree.
So it's definitely a path to take.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who work in QA that end up working in other parts of the game. But there's probably way more people who get chewed alive and taught.
QA
ends up being the most mistreated, probably, group in games. Because it's usually a bunch of contract employees, so they don't have to pay them that much.
Yeah.
And, you know, when your game's going to come out in 3 months, there's no waiting. Like, hey man, we have a new build, you need to test it, you need to do it now.
Wow.
And if that means you're working 16-hour days, that's what happens. That's why I don't know how much you follow game news. A lot of QA teams are unionizing.
I have saw that. Like Blizzard or Activision.
A couple of studios within Activision.
Right. Microsoft doesn't own them yet, I don't think, right?
Not yet.
Yeah. That's just something, like the chew alive part. It's funny how I kind of left accounting or moving away from it because I felt that they got mistreated out of the people in financial. Then I was starting to see maybe software people get mistreated the most out of big tech.
It all depends on
That too.
The disadvantage you have in QA is you are the bottom of the ladder.
Yeah.
Because,
of course.
Again, in a lot of cases, not every case, they don't necessarily need a lot of experience to get the job. But then it ends up being sort of like, we used to joke, I don't know if it's still true, like being in QA was kind of like working the fryer at McDonald's. Like,
yeah.
It's not any more glamorous or high paying than that. But if you're interested in games, it's a path. Working QA, let's say I want to do QA at Infinity Ward. Infinity Ward is at Sledgehammer.
Okay.
They probably have an army of contract QA guys.
Mm.
And the in-house QA guys are probably very well-educated and have done it a bunch, and that's a very hard job to do. The other thing I would say is working QA is not going to provide you with engineering or animation skills to get out of QA. Now, it might provide you with an avenue into game design. It might provide you an avenue into production, or you just move up the QA ladder a lot. Very well. Once they kind of get out of the dredges, and they can move up. It's not an easy climb, but it is a climb.
And it's based on value added, and given QA is a necessary evil and an internal control of sorts, even for the quality of the game, I guess.
Well, I mean, the main skills that you would need is as QA is, it's a lot of it's communication. So, something broke. Your job is to explain as concisely as you can, but as specifically as you can, what did you do that caused this to break?
Kind of like writing code, it sounds like, but in a customer / consulting facing way, kind of.
I don't know if I would call it like writing code. Like,
I guess more scientifically, you just have to be so direct and to the detective of sorts, but a very low level.
I was playing the second level of a game crash. Cool. Does it happen every time? No. Well, then you're going to need to be a lot more specific, or I'm never going to be able to find this.
And
go ahead.
Isn't that part of in software, for a QA of a site, you just click a million things and try flip everything, and if it kind of scrolls funny, that might stuff
that's
like that.
That's part of the job of a QA. Sure.
Yeah.
Usually, my understanding is the way it will work is that a manager would sort of assign people jobs. So obviously, hey man, play this level, play it the right way. Try canceling every conversation. Try jumping over every barrel. I remember at least back in the day, they used to do stuff where some guys would just do burn tests, where it's start the game, load a level up, and then just let us sit there for 12 hours.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So, I know actually enough about QA from that perspective. I guess for you said degree. Full dev route, dev/animation with a degree makes it way more possible, assuming no portfolio of kind of very polished and professional.
If you come with a degree from a lot of schools have now, when I was still in school, it was a lot of, hey, you want to go to DeVry? And I'm like, that's not going to help very much.
Yeah, it looked like a good one, what I saw that you went to.
DeVry? I mean, it does.
Oh, what? Yeah, the one you went to.
The program works, but I know a lot of people who have jobs that went to Full Sail. So that is an option. The other option, sounds like you're already on your way, it's a cheaper but harder path, is self-taught. My suggestion is you've mentioned engineering, you've mentioned...
Well, I taught myself how to code, so...
Cool, which is super useful. But
is that not as big of a part of... So I thought it was... I thought it was all code. Now I see it's code is much like regular code. If code is 20% of regular software, it may be 5 or 10% on a complex game of gaming, it seems.
I mean, I don't know how accurate that is. I mean, I know a lot of games.
I'm trying to gauge. I don't think I'm accurate. I'm just wondering, but.
Yeah. So a lot of stuff that, say, 15, 20 years ago, the only way to do it was for someone to sit down and write code. Now they don't necessarily have to.
And I did see that from Building Games. I saw, because you're in it, you have all the templates and all the characters, and because it's all pre-built and the language is doing the hard work, and you need people to dev out every pixel. That's an extrapolation, but yeah.
But almost all of that stuff, there is a lot of engineers behind the scenes who are building,
of course,
the piece and doing it the editor.
To make it not crash and get more power for less, basically. Right? Yeah.
Someone's engineer's gonna have to write code to make that guy do. Now there's an editor within the game in the engine that allows you to do the AI.
But you're saying like AI experts? Like more specialized, you need like people with specific skills.
The designer was going to build how an entity behaves in the game.
Mm-hmm.
There are tools within, say, Unreal that will let you do that. But if you scratch the surface of that for any amount of time, you'll go, this is pretty limited out of the box.
It kind of seems like the chat GPT-ification of all of the work, that every 5 years, or I don't know how accurate is it for gaming specific, but kind of like the Moore law, but it's just with the componentizing that you need different jobs every 5, 10 years, but the engineering will just appear different. It will like be more, as you're saying, for the AI. But
that's pretty accurate.
But
yeah,
it might be a bit of a stretch. It's just, I'm trying to think of like, since I don't have an engineering degree, like where, if any, I would fit. And since we talk quality and the full out like education or well polished route, is there any? There's no really other like quick in, since you said quality.
The ultimate route is self-taught, and
yeah,
that becomes tough because for let's talk engineering. You know, no one's gonna be looking at your code, at least right away. They want to see what you built.
Yeah. Which is why I wanted to do the animation, and I knew I could make a polished animation.
It might be an easier route.
Yeah.
If
and I have the art background.
Great.
Yeah.
So that is the same thing. It's just a little bit simpler because if you you want to be an animator, you have no animation degree.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. You could show me, you could make a website, throw up videos of your animations.
Yeah.
And I can just look and go, I use this animation is good, or I don't.
Yeah. Okay, so it couldn't be like, because I'm working now, like, I'm expecting 2 months to make, like, a very good animation. You're saying it has to be, like, a variety of very polished animations, like, one very good one wouldn't be enough, one or two.
Well, I mean, that I don't know, but, because, again, my animation's not my specific.
Yeah, and I actually did want to go just, like, the open, I mean, for everything I looked at and applied, they really want to know the software or the like the Unreal / Unity or the animation type route. It's kind of, you know, it's blue or red, but that, just from the way it seemed, because I was applying to both or willing to do either, speaking to recruiters, but the animation, it just seemed, especially since I have a background in learning graphic art, graphic design. I've made movies. I did directing in high school. And nothing, obviously, like pre 5 years ago would apply for any relevant conversation. It's just, I definitely feel I have a leaping head start with the animation, and the game just seems like it would take so much more time to perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're in the right headspace here. You know,
thank you.
You know, whether you go to school or whether you're going to do it on your own, it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
It's hard to push yourself over the top if you just don't really like it.
Did you see the picture in the email I sent you?
The drawing? Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to turn that into an animation, but I mean, I know there are people who paint way better than me. I grew up learning from Alex Ross, the comic, just the book, and I tried to make it kind of like a comic-y. Mine ended up looking a little manga-ish, not as realistic, but I think it would be fine for an animation. It's just...
If you're picking an animation, they're only really going to be looking at the animation.
Oh, no, I know, but, and I do find that a little interesting in speaking to recruiters that, like, the drawing... from my perspective, I feel like the drawing, animation, and things, like, if someone can, even though I've done both, and I've known propensity for, like, being able to pivot to the tech background, they, just what you said, they really don't care about anything other than the animation, which I find kind of curious, since, like, I mean, if one would be talented, like, to do one, like, clearly, they can, like, get good at another, or so you would think, I guess.
The bar is pretty high.
The bar is that high, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, if you were competing with a large amount of people who want to get in, whether engineering or animation.
Because there's so few companies, right? In video
games? Well, there's a lot of companies, it's just people really want these jobs.
It's so interesting, because I heard that kind of people, at least in the beginning of video game, like, development, they may take a pay cut, as opposed to regular software, and I googled why doesn't everyone like work at video game companies if it's so fun, and people say because the market kind of compromises because everyone wants the job so much, but as you're saying, that hasn't really had any sway in the amount of demand. It's razor sharp demand.
There's a lot of competition.
A lot of,
to be clear, you know, engineering I can speak to, our animation I can't.
Yeah.
If your goal was I want to code professionally and I'm looking for something that's stable and pays well, I would say, why are you looking at dancing?
Well, I'm not looking for like the accountant type level.
You're looking for something because you're passionate about it.
Yes.
And you want to get into that.
Yes.
That's the reason to get in.
Yeah.
And that's why you'll see, though, speaks a little bit to your point, why salaries at, say, Google are higher than at, you know, EA for an engineer.
Yeah. Yeah.
These people might be equally talented, but...
And they probably make them more money in some cases. In the EA, they may make them more money.
Well, we'd be very surprised, like, an equal bird, like, Google just pays more. Like, that's just life.
Yeah.
The gaming business is trying to catch up, because it's just... It's funny, there's so... It's a weird dichotomy, because there's a lot of competition for jobs. But on the flip side, we need people.
Like, talent. You need talent. Correct.
You need to, like, I mean, I don't know what games you've played recently, but, like, you know, go look at the
Metal Gear, Fortnite.
Metal Gear.
Yeah.
So go look at, I don't know if Fortnite has credits, but, like, go look at the animation credits for Metal Gear 5, and I'm sure you'll see a small army of people.
Fortnite I like so much because they basically change the game every 3-6 months, like, the mechanics and everything, and just, it's so innovative, like, I'm just looking for the quickest metaverse.
They need people to build that stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of demand, but there are a lot of people who are out there.
And, yeah, I've talked to, recruiters, and maybe even a couple, like, on Epic Games have, like, accepted my thing, but, like, you can't just work at Epic Games. Like, even with a degree, it would probably be a little challenging.
Well, I see what you're saying. Epic's going to have... I can't speak to it that much because you're talking entry-level positions.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be a lot of them often because, particularly for stuff like animation, because they need people to pump out content.
I don't think there's a shortage of jobs. I'm speaking, I guess, like somewhere more exclusive. But also, since I've never worked at one, I clearly have no idea. It's just one thing I did want to ask: how do you think that, like, the gaming? We kind of spoke on it a little about, like, the types of jobs. But from when you entered to now, do you just think it's, like, way more jobs and, like, it's a great time? Like, if you are willing to learn it and you have that skill.
Well, I mean, the business itself.
It's hard to think of the business from, like, an entry level, but I think for, like, a new person in gaming, I mean, like, how do you think gaming has changed? Or has it? Maybe it hasn't.
Has it changed? I mean, the main thing that's changed is and they weren't that great, and a lot of them were really hard to figure out. So I said, yeah, I could build, you know, a Half-Life mod, but I don't know, I already don't know how to do C++, so how am I going to do that here? What has greatly changed over my time is how much more accessible it is to just build stuff. Like, Unreal is now just available. Like, you can just
grab it. Yeah, oh, I know. Do you remember how many lines about, like, how big the mod tools were? Those codes that you had to do? How many lines?
Say that again?
Like, was it, like, a week of coding, do you think, for the mod tools? Or was it, like... I mean, you have to learn code to do it, but...
Probably way more. It depends what you're up to. Basically, what's happened is, at a high level...
Mm-hmm.
When I was coming up, it was starting to end when I was coming up, but back then...
Did they give things to beta testers? Could you enter, like, as a beta tester? I knew some friends doing that, like, in 2008.
That's like, well, beta test now is just, that's a glorified demo. Like, that doesn't, that's not...
Well, I know what it's transformed into, sort of. It's different from how it used to be. Like, an actual purpose it used to serve, but...
Well, beta testing back then was often, you know, like, free QA.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
It would be plugging in. Yeah. I don't think that's terribly viable.
Yeah, of course.
So the big difference now is you have access to so many more tools and tutorials and information.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Whereas, you know, for example, I got my first job as a designer, and all I did was tell them about the D&D game I was running. Because that's, and I worked, I was in full sales, so they know that I understood, you know, the process, how games were put together, and I could do engineering. I was never a professional coder, and they never wanted me for that.
Wait, so you're talking about Dungeons & Dragons?
That was my first gig, was they interviewed me, and they basically said, do you want to be a designer or an engineer? What do you want? And I said, well, I'd really rather be a designer. They said, great. What have you done that makes you think you can be a designer?
Mm.
Prove that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I mean, I've run D&D games. Great. Tell me about some of the D&D games you run. And I told them, and they liked me, and they gave me an entry-level job. That I don't think would work anymore.
Mm.
Because...
Yeah, that's really
what I was... People behind me going, I built this demo in Unreal, I made this thing in Unity, I used RPG Maker, and I made this little thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's much easier to show that you have these skills. So why would they take a chance on someone who hasn't demonstrated aptitude making an actual thing? So that is sort of the pro and the con that you're dealing with right now, is... The pro is, you don't necessarily have to go to school to gain the skills to show off that you can do this, because, like you said, YouTube videos are there, the tools are there. The con is, everyone else is doing that. So it's not enough to just be, hey, I can animate. It's, I'm animating better than most of the people who are at entry level, of course, who are trying to get this job.
So this is totally my misconception that you really did clear up. Your free meeting will end in 10 minutes. Sorry, Zoom notification. That everyone was leading up to this point about kind of saying, and it seemed maybe, I don't want to say brutish, but it was like a little unclear that they're saying everything that you are saying, but not in like a well-defined and actionable manner. Like, I was kind of getting some snarky replies or kind of like, don't bother, like, unless you could do this. Just from, like, reach out.
And I don't know why. Like, yeah, look, you've got a long road to hoe. Like, this is going to be tough.
Yeah.
Because you're either looking at, you know, 2+ years of school, which, you know, is difficult in and of itself, but then you got to pay for it. And you're,
No, I need to pay rent. So, but absent, like, a couple, like, lucky if I get QA jobs, there's absolutely no other way to do it without building. So I'm going to hope that this...
That would be my understanding. Getting a QA job is fine. If you find one that you like, and it works for you, and like, you know, it's the things you like, you can pay your rent.
That's what I'm looking for.
You're still getting game experience. That's useful. But those jobs usually don't pay super well. I don't know what you're up to now.
Mm-hmm. Once I get a job, whether I'm able to do it in gaming at this point or if I have to be in IT admin. I was actually looking at accounting jobs for video game companies, and I actually applied to every accounting position on an Excel spreadsheet a guy posted, so I'll see if any of that. But a lot of them were for more manager level and above. But and I know that doesn't give me a career in video games, but I thought maybe to hold me over or something. Like, I'll probably end up having to go to a university. And if you say you recommend yours, I would look into it, the one you went to.
I can't say that Full Sail has a lot of people that I know, not a ton, but like, I see Full Sail graduates fairly frequently. It's a thing. People know that school.
Cool.
Anime programs.
Okay.
But the way that school worked when I went, and I think it's pretty much the same, is they don't have any requirements to get in. If you can pay the fee, you're in. Every month, new classes start every month. So let's say I'm going to start in May. Great. You'll start in May. You'll have two classes. You'll be going to class 40 hours a week.
Yeah. And they're every month.
And it's every month, and it's a linear path.
Yeah.
The way they got people was, if you failed the same class, I think at least back then, if you failed the same class once, they would pay for you, like, okay, just take it again.
Mm.
And it would delay you leaving, which obviously costs you money because you're paying to live down there.
Wait, is there no remote? Like, what did they do during COVID?
That I don't know. Like I said, man, I graduated in 2006. It was a small lifetime ago. So double check with them.
I thought you said you kept in touch with them, but you were just referring to the resumes that you see, like,
I would talk to people, like, oh, you went to Full Sail, too? Cool.
Got it.
What I'm getting at, though, is Full Sail is a school that, when I went, was perfectly content to let you fail. And if you fail three times, you can't go back for a year. That's how they did it in Docs.
I don't know. Failed. Yeah, just where did you say it was located?
Florida.
Yeah, no, I can't relocate at the moment, nor do something that would conflict with, you know, working hours. So I would probably have to find an online one. Like, I hope I could find a reputable enough one that is, like, strictly remote. Yeah. I'm sure.
No, I think one of the has a good game program. I don't know if it's online or not.
Really?
I want to say I heard. I don't remember. I don't keep in touch with that stuff because, you know, I'm not going to
college. Yeah, no, I understand.
And I'm not a hiring person. Like, you know, like, by the time I would interview someone, they've already gone through a bunch of people to be like, yeah, we think this person's worth talking to. I will say is there's a lot more options. So take a look and find something. The most important thing isn't really the degree. The degree definitely helps, but the most important thing is the skills that you'll get and be able to demonstrate. So,
yeah. Right.
Now, obviously, a program that doesn't seem reputable might not be actually teaching you the skills, so that's the thing to watch out for. But if you go to, I'll pick the variety, as I said before, as a gag. Mm-hmm. A lot of people probably have never heard of the variety, so they're going to see a degree and go, well, why do I care? But what you will hopefully have if you went to a school like that is, well, hey, here's what I've done, though. Take a look at this. And then they'll go, okay, college educated, and he has a good portfolio. Cool, what's fun?
So you're speaking of the school really on the functional type level, that you're actually going to learn things, but, like, you could easily have that experience without a degree. It would just be way harder to do. You're saying?
Well, I would call it easy.
No, I'm saying you could just as equally have it.
Yes.
In a much harder and riskier, of course. I self-educated to learn. I don't want to keep talking about the code, but for my CPA, I heard I needed many courses on that, like thousands of dollars. I was able to download one online for free, but I self-educated for that. So I am sort of a big self-learner, and a lot of people may not get that for me just in talking formally. So I kind of, like everyone and new into the industry, have to prove it and show it. And that was the dead end I've been doing, but no one really highlighted it in just a nice way. So,
I'm happy to help. And just
thank you. Yeah, definitely. No, they don't want to teach you to do your job. Yeah.
There's 10 other guys behind you who could.
Yeah, and that was what I didn't realize, that like you can know code, you could even have like some affinity or small semi-related background, but I didn't realize there were actually 10 people because I assumed like kind of I relate things to what I've done in the past in Big Four accounting. You can't get a job at Big Four accounting unless you have a very well-credentialed type degrees and such. But I thought there would be smaller level. Maybe it's like apps, or I saw like there are a couple that may make kids games that are slightly less selective. But even those, like, they don't seem to be like that open. Like,
yeah, I mean, you will find places that are more
less selective. Less selective.
Yeah. My suggestion is you're going to need to learn this stuff on your own first. The chances of you finding a job when you can't walk in the door proving a certain amount of practical use for your skills.
Definitely.
Is really low.
I'm going to try and make like a crystal clear, very crisp animation. So, yeah.
And if you get one done, even if it's one, and I think a hard part that will be here that I can't help you with is, you know, what's a good animation? You're going to need somewhere, little forum, whatever, to tell you, hey, this is good, here's my suggestions, you know, like, to make sure that it's good. But my suggestion is once you get to that point, even if it's one, put your resume out there. See what people have to say.
But I shouldn't put my resume before that point, because I've been doing quite a lot, not like a crazy amount, but yeah. No, there's no point. Like, I need to just get pen to paper, and I'm going to do it, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, then.
Cool.
It's a tough road. It is totally possible. It's just going to take time.
I know. And I don't find passion to be a choice. It's like you can do another job and you're not going to have a good life. That's really what... I did accounting for 4 years and it was fine and everything, but it could be so much better. And you figure that out really, like, right out of school, it seems. So it's pretty cool.
I always wanted to do this, and so that's what I aim to do. I mean, look,
and you always knew, like, in high school?
Yeah. When I graduated high school, I wanted to go to a school called DigiCat in Seattle, and my parents were like, no way. No.
That's awesome, because, like, your major didn't, like, I would think you would do engineering or some type of, like, art in...
That's what I wanted to do.
Oh, but they... Oh, okay.
And I didn't really know how to get there, and when I graduated Lehigh, they were based, you know, I called a bunch of game companies, and they basically said, well, you don't have any skills that we think we need. And so when I went to Full Sail, the idea was, only 21 months, that was the one program, was I will be able to be a professional engineer, which was been true, except I was always not a great engineer.
Oh, shit. teaching me a lot from the Oslo Guard. Has done more of it than I could imagine. I'm much grateful and excited to get work with this. No, people's clothes. They don't wear them. People just up the underneath. Drag them out.